We're up to Perek Tes Zayin, Pasik Yudalid. Okay, we're up to Pasik. Let's start from Pasik. Ritzon Melachem Sif Tzedek. Let's start from Pasik Yud Beis. Okay, let's review from Pasik Put Yud Beis just very quickly. I think we did it already, but let's review it. Again, one more time. Perek Tes Zayin. We're reviewing from Pasuk Yud Beis. Toyavas Melachem Asos Reshna Kivit Stuck. You can keep saying we did this already yesterday. It is an abomination for Melachim to do evil Kivit Stuck, because the individual truly knows that through Stuck, only through Stuck, through righteousness, Yikon Kisei, will the throne be established. And we learned yesterday, Rashi is consistent with his parish in the previous post, that the Chacham here refers to Talmidei Chachamim. A true Talmud Chacham detests, it is an abomination in the eyes of a true Talmud Chacham to do evil, because he knows Talmud Chacham is well aware that only through tzedakah, through righteousness, the opposite of resha, yikon, kisa, will the throne be established, will his seat, dealing with Talmud Chacham, we're dealing with his position, his status, his seat of influence in this world, it will only be established through what?
Sphere
of influence. It will only be established through tzedakah, through righteousness. It is the will of Melachim, the kings, to speak with lips of righteousness. And those who speak words of righteousness, Yehovah will be loved. Yehovah will be loved. Let's see them since Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Gimel Sifsei Tzedek, Imrei Tzedek. Words of righteousness. It is the will of the Melachim. If we learn like Rashi in the previous Pasuk, we're dealing here with the Talmidei Chachamim. It is their will that only words of righteousness shall come forth from their mouth. And the Doiver, those who speak Yesharim, words of righteousness, Yehov, El HaMalachim, will be loved by kings. So this, according to the Mitzvot, referring back to the Hamoinam, that they will only associate with people of their own kind. Being that we're dealing here with the kings, the Chachamim, and they speak words of, they have a desire only of to hear words of Tzedek. Therefore, they will only associate, they will show favor, show love, the Dover Yishorim, people who speak with righteousness, Yehov, will be loved by these kings. Okay, that's what there is. No, Rashi does not say anything. Let's go to the next pasuk, Yudalit, Hamas Melech Malachim Moves, the anger of the king causes Hashem. Now here we're simply referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're switching gears. Until now we were learning, referring to the Melech of Shlomo HaMelech himself, or a king, a real king, or referring to Talmidei Chachamim. But here, Al Derech Pshat, we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chamas Melech Malachim Oves. A person does Averos to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dispatch messengers of death. What is the solution? The Ish Chacham Yichaperena, a wise man can bring about atonement. Now, what is the simplest verse of the Mitzvot? The number of Midrashim, Pasuk Yudalid, Malachim Oves, Hachema Hahi, the anger of the king. If we learn that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this very HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger, Ki'ilu Yishulach Ba'odam Malachim Oves. The anger itself is equivalent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispatching angels of death to punish the sinner. Yichaperena, but if a Chacham knows what to do in order to bring atonement, in order to quiet the anger of the king, Yavir Sachema b'mesek imrei piv, with the sweetness of his words. Rashi pasuk yodalit chamas melech who the anger of the king who is equivalent to kimalachim aves kishluchei misasam, messengers of their death, messengers of death coming to the one who the one who did the avera, the ish chacham yichaperena yifayisena. Okay, now what is all this referring to? Okay, the Rashi and the Mitzudas told us the basic pshat, but there's a famous Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Tes Zayin which really summarizes and says it all. The Gemara says, Dorash Rebbe Pinchas Bar Chama, Kol Sheyesh Loi Choyle B'Sich Beiso, if Chas V'Shalom, there is a Choyle B'Sich Beiso, there is an ill person in one's home, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dispatched, Hashem is angry. Why else would there be a Choyle? Obviously there is sin, and sin Hashem has sent forth messengers of death to bring illness in one's house. So what is the solution? Yelech Eitzel Chacham, he shall go to a Chacham, V'Yivakesh Olav Rachamim. And the Chacham will be Mavakesh Rachamim, will seek Rachamim, Shenemar, Chamas Melech Malachim Bavis, V'ish Chacham Yichaprena, this exact pasuk, if a person is a Chol B'Sich Beiso, he should go to a Talmud Chacham and ask for a Bracha. The Chacham should be Mispalil, he should give the Chacham the name, and the Chacham should be Mispalil for the Chole. Okay, now there is another version of this Gemara. It's the Gemara itself, but it doesn't fit into the exact words of the Gemara. And I remember hearing this. I couldn't find where this is, but I remember hearing this either in a drasha or I remember learning this. I don't know, but the simple meaning is if a person has a chol b'sich beiso, he should go to the chacham, and the chacham will be mevakesh rach. The chacham will do the will be mispalo. The average person does not have the koyach of tefillah. You need to go to an expert in tefillah and ask him to intervene on your behalf. However, others, again, another version of a medrash or a gemara or a chazal, other approaches, you go to a chacham, not that the chacham should be mispalel, but the chacham should teach you how to be mispalel. No one can be mispalel like the person who is affected, no matter how much a person who emphasizes with someone else's tsar, it's just not the same. It's not the same to be mispalel, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for someone else, as if you yourself experienced that tsar. What? Ayishma Hashem is called Hanar. Hashem listened to the Kol Hanar.
Pain is not...
It's not the same. It's not. You can say it. It's a nice thing to say. Emphasize. It's also important, but it's not the same. So what's the purpose of going to the Chacham? What is the Chacham going to accomplish? So the Teretz is the Chacham is going to teach the person who's suffering, how to be Mispalo. Tefillah is an art. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's been a plethora of Svarim that's been published in the last couple of years on Tefillah, on 5 minutes to Tefillah, fire, pray with fire, and stories about Tefillah and inspiration, and guidebooks, and 5 minutes a day, and all of these, every day something new is coming out. I don't know if it's helping, but someone's making money, but maybe not. What?
You can't shrug it up.
Okay, but it's not hurting. Adarab, it's at least good for the person who writes the sefer. That's for sure. That much is good for. But what?
These to say as a detayin tilim, shopping shopping.
What does that mean? What does it mean?
Like tea or tilim.
Tea, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Tea, it doesn't hurt. So, but this is a tremendous idea, is that to go to the Chacham, not that the Chacham should be mispal. Adrab, of course, you go to Chacham, we all know this. They have all these lists. What?
A Rebbe and a Chassid kind of relation.
Yes, even you go to a Rebbe, you have a Chassid, you go to a Rebbe, Rebbe is bombarded, he has 10,000 Chassidim, he has a list of names. Yes, so he's mispal. Ain't a doyme, a person himself, Rahman al-Sultan, is going through a difficult situation, he's mispalel. But unfortunately, not everyone knows how to be mispalel. Tefillah is something which is a koyach, it's an art, it requires skill. If a chacham would spend time, a real chacham who knows how to be mispalel, would spend time with one of his talmidim and teach him, you know, let's sit down, let's learn the perish hamilos of this mizmor and tehillim. Let's understand exactly what it says, and maybe when you will then be mispalel later on, you'll have a much deeper appreciation of what it means, and you'll be mispalel. You'll be able to express yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu better, and that will bring the Yeshua.
Mara says in Chananya ben Tragya.
Yeah.
Also, he was able to say, Zev, this one is going to live, this one will live.
Because he knew if the tefillah was shogeg b'fei, but he was the one being mispalel. This is a different idea. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing to be mispalel for someone else, and adrav, a kol hakavod, but it's getting harder and harder. People are so, all the people who are recognized as being great people, they're so overwhelmed with so many people that are coming to them. But the ikur koyach is not that the chacham should be mispalel. It says that it's one chazal, but the ikur really is that the chacham should teach a person how to be mispalel. Now, unfortunately, that today it's a very rare trait. We always mention is that you know, there are people today we all know that are very big Talmidei Chachamim. You can't argue with the fact they're an exceptional Talmidei Chachamim. And there are people out there that have a Koyach HaTzfilah. You watch them daven. Yeah. You're in there, your presence, and you really get an appreciation that these are holy people. But it's extremely rare to find the person that has both. There are people that Talmidei Chachamim, and you watch them daven. You know, they don't. They're just okay. You don't
know what's going on in your head.
Okay, but you get a sense. You get a sense if you go to Landau's and you see a person who comes in later than you and walks in and leaves earlier than you and just zips up the davening, and this goes on every single day. You get a sense that okay, he's a good person. He's a holy person. He has not. But you know, there's something more to davening, and then you're in the presence of people who you don't know, but to some degree you do know. It's true, you don't know. No one knows how what HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers values, but you get an impression from a person where they're holding, who, what kind of person they are, in learning and in tefillah. And Baruch Hashem, we live in a generation, we have a lot of both, but it's very rare to find a mushlam, an esrog, right? To find something that's all the milas, the koyach of Torah, Chachma, and the Koyach of Tefillah. And that's what it says. You go, who do you go to? You go to the Chacham. It doesn't say you go to the Baal Tefillah, to the person that's the Hillam Zogar. You go to the Chacham.
You go to the Tzaddik.
So the Tzaddik is a Shalem. The Tzaddik is not necessarily a Chacham.
Right.
But here it says that there's something, so that's out of that, it really enhances the idea that I've mentioned to you. Why are you going to the Chacham and not going to the Tzaddik? Because the Tzaddik may be able to be mispalul for you, but the Chacham is the one that has the insight into the Koyach HaTfilah. He can teach you, he can train you how to daven. So this proves the point. It enhances the idea that going to the Chacham is not for the Tfilah, going to the Chacham is that the Chacham should teach you how to daven.
That's why there are those books, I suppose.
Baruch Hashem, very good. Okay, that's right. Okay, now there are a number of midrashim here that give examples in Tanakh of people who knew who knew. Yeah. Yeah. What does the Malvin say?
Malvin brings
probably the same midrash. Oh, right. Okay. What else? And Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. That's what I'm going to quote over here. I'm going to quote over here these two midrashim. So the first midrash let's quote is from Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu Hamas Hamelech Malachi Moves Dish Acham. Who is the Ish? Zem Moshe. Moshe, why is Moshe the Chacham? The Ish Chacham? Because Moshe was the Chacham. Ish Gibor Allah. There's a pasuk later on in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Aleph, where they were going to call Moshe Rabbeinu as a Chacham. I'm sure the other pasukim they refer to him as a Chacham. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he knew how to Milamed Sonegoria Al Yisrael, what did he vayichal Moshe Spnashim Malukov? Moshe knew what to say, Zuchor la Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov. He was the one that invented this thing called Zuchus Avos. That was a tremendous pikchus, tremendous chokhma on behalf of Moshe Rabbeinu to fall back on the Zuchus Avos to save us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger. Moshe, if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have been finished. Moshe Rabbeinu, through his chokhma, his koyach tefillah, he knew it was a chokhma. It wasn't just that Moshe was mispalel. He knew what to say, when to say it. Zuchor l'Avraham l'Yitzhak u'l'Yakov. Okay, then we have also, and Hashem taught him the Yud Gimel Midas Sarachim, that was part of the chokhma. Okay, then we have another very popular medrash of Yosef. Okay, Yosef HaTzadik. Paro said about Yosef and Ein Novon V'Chocham Kamoicha, and Yosef was able to. And Yosef, Yosef was angry, and Yehuda. Hamas Melech, let me read you the Fantchum. Hamas Melech Malachim Moves, Ish Chocham Yichaprena. Hamas Melech Ze Yehuda. Okay, Yehuda is the Melech. He is the Melech of the Shvatim. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomar, last week's parsha. Yehuda comes forward, and Yehuda was willing to destroy the entire Egypt. He was willing to wage war. There are all these very bizarre midrashim where hairs on his chest stood out and came forward, and smoke came out of his, all these, I don't know, all these midrashim, and Yosef Yosef was really afraid. Yosef was afraid that this man Yehuda might destroy the entire Egypt. So what did he do? Ani Yosef. He knew what to say. He said the whole Egypt was going to be destroyed. I better come to the rescue. All he had to say were two magical words. And that was the solution. That was a chokhmah. That was a chokhmah, because you have to realize Yosef, all the midrashim tell us, Yosef had a very elaborate plan. And he sacrificed his plan in the middle. He just lo yochol od lehis sapek. He could not hold back any longer. He had to abandon the plan. And that's very sad. Obviously his plan, whatever the plan was, that he would have taken Binyamin as a hostage, and that would require all of the brothers and the father to come to show their loyalty to their brother, and that would have been an atonement for abandoning the other brother, Yosef, but he was unable to go and hold back. And that, I guess, is a chachmah. You have to know when to call it quits. You have to know when you have diminishing returns. Okay, the third medrash, what?
I don't know when to hold them and fold them.
Hold them and fold them. Yeah. You got to know when it's time to throw in the towel. Oh, fold them, look, poker. I don't know how to play poker. Baruch Hashem, I don't know how to play poker. Not yet. At least not yet. Maybe one day. What?
Hasn't he accomplished his mission at that moment?
That's the question. The question is not necessarily he wanted Yaakov to come down. I don't know. You have to study all the Rishonim. Everyone has another interpretation of what he could have done, what he should have done. It's complicated.
He's got 20/20 hindsight.
Okay, now we come to one more idea. We come to the idea of Pinchas. Pinchas. Now, Pinchas is a little bit more elaborate. The Medrash tells us. There's a very interesting idea. You have a rabbi. Try to picture this situation. You have a rabbi, and the rabbi is standing up in shul, and he's very angry. Someone in the shul, rabbi gives a fiery drasha, and no one's allowed to have cell phones, or no one's allowed to talk during chazaras hashatz, and the rabbi is not getting anywhere. And then in the middle of the rabbi's speech. In the middle of the rabbi's speech, someone's cell phone goes off. So the rabbi already, bol mayim ad nofesh. He already had enough. He's already to lose it and to say things that he will have charata from at a future point in time. He's just about ready to lose it, to lash out at the tzibur, that you people just don't get it, and it's not going to be a very pleasant thing that's about to happen. Someone, one of the people in the shul, comes to the rescue. What does he do? One of the balabatim from the corner, he screams, he goes over to the person that whose cell phone went off. By the way, if your cell phone goes off, don't worry, this is not talking to you. And he gives him a frask. Wow. And he smacks him. He's mavaz him, he screams at him. And all of a sudden, quiet. The anger, the built-up fury of the rabbi, all of a sudden dissipates. The entire group. Well, think about a rebbe. Okay, this is not really happened by a double. Let's say you have a rebbe with talmidim. The rebbe or the leader is willing to punish the entire group severely. A crime has occurred. The rebbe is willing to punish the entire group because the moral climate of society is just no good if this can happen. And they're going to suffer. Everyone's going to suffer. The group is going to suffer. The Rebbe is going to do things that he's going to have charata. And then one person from this large group goes over to the perpetrator and he gives him a fras. That's what it says in the Medrash. He smacks him. He hits him. He's mevazim. How dare you? Didn't you hear what the Rebbe said? Didn't you hear what our leader said? And that one person has saved it for everyone. He saved punishment for the entire group, and he also saved the whole chadgagi that would result, the Rebbe getting angry, and the repercussions, and the apology, and so on and so forth. Everything was there because one little guy, insignificant guy, came forward, and he took the law into his own hands, and took down the perpetrator. So Chazal said this mashal, then they apply it specifically to Pinchas. Pinchas, we have here Cosby, Vasur with Zimri and Cosby. They engaged in this avera, this terrible act in public, and Moshe was furious, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was furious, and this would have resulted in a terrible magefa coming upon the entire Klal Yisrael. And in one moment, one person comes along, Pinchas comes along, and he takes a spear, and he kills them both, and everything is over. There's no magefa, there's no anger, everything happens. Chazal take note of this entire situation, and they bring out the koyach of what he did, so you don't really appreciate what Pinchas did. Pinchas knew, so he was a kanoi, he did something. But his act of kanois took away the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hamas, HaMelech, Malach HaMavis. Hashem was furious at what was taking place. He was sending forth his messengers of death to bring a terrible chubin to Klal Yisrael, and one simple person got up, he took the law into his own hands, he took down the perpetrator, and everything went away. Who is the Ish Chacham? According to the Medrash, Pinchas. And because of that, Pinchas was rewarded with these unusual brachas, Nasati lo yisbirisi shalom. This comes from, this is a classic medrash, Bamidbar Rabbah. Who is the Chacham? This is Pinchas. What is the Moshe lemel shoya oiver v'siya shel na'odim oimdim? A king was passing by, and there was a collection, a group of young men. The kilel echa mehem es ha-melech. And one of the young men in the group, king is, his entourage is passing by, and someone there in the group cursed is the king. Can you imagine such a thing? So what is the king going to do? What's the natural reaction? I'll kill you all. One person here cursed me and no one said anything. I'll kill you all. That's what's going to happen. Nismali ha-melech aleihem chema. One simple guy goes over to the one who is Mekalel, and he gives him a mishtar. Mishtar, I think, means, what does it mean? I think it means he gives him a frask.
Mishtar.
What's a stira?
Stira is a slap.
Okay, he has a mistake. He has it with a shin. He has it with a shin. Okay, it's a sin. A mishtar. He gives him a frask. Mishtar Echad. The Malach smacked him. Mr. Echol Oisa Shekilas HaMelech Miyad Shochecha Chamasa Shel HaMelech. Shochecha, it subsided. V'hanimshel, what is the nimshel? Mi Godem L'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shetoshev Chamasa V'lo Nichlu Kol Yisrael. Who is the one that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to withdraw his anger? And not the entire Klal Yisrael. Hevi Oimer Pinchas. Pinchas Til L'Kai Mashenemar. The Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah takes that story of Pinchas and connects us, directs our attention to Mishlei, this pasuk, Hamas Melech Malachi Maves V'ish Chacham Yichapareno. This was Cosby and Zimri and Pinchas coming to the rescue. Okay, one last marshal. Yeah. So he was a chacham to make use. He was a chacham to use the koyach of kanois, because this is something that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be a kanois. You have to know when to. You have to go to Beis Din.
Wise decision,
but it was a decision that was a decision of kanois. That was a chachma. That was a chachma to use this at this moment in time.
No, but it depends what kanois is.
Well,
Brisker Rav.
What's the Maisa?
Brisker Rav. They asked what's a canoe? So he said he gave a marshal. Person has a problem with mice in the
house.
So what does he do? He hires a cat. The cat comes, gets rid of the mice.
Yeah.
After the mice are rid of them, they ask the Yid, Nurab Yid, you're happy that the mice are gone? So he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, the mice are gone. Then they ask him, would you have rather had that there shouldn't be mice? So he said, Halavai, I didn't have mice. Then they go to the cat, Nurab Katz Vazaktir. So he said, oh, Baruch Hashem, the mice are gone. So then they ask him, would you rather have that there shouldn't be mice? He says, what do you mean? That's my business. So he says, who is the real Kanoi?
The cat.
The Balabas.
Why?
A real Kanoi, and that's Pinchas, he would have rather had, there shouldn't have been the mice of Zim. That's what
a Kanoi is supposed to be. That's what a Kanoi is supposed to be.
That's what
that's the ideal, that you should not need to...
Tell us about a Kanoi, that's it.
You should not need to come on to it. Stop. Okay. You should not need to come on to this.
Someone once said that about certain kitty.
Okay.
Certain groups.
Okay, so this is okay. So let's go to the next pasuk tesva be'or pnei melech chayim uritzoynoi ke'ov malkosh. The Or pnei melech, if the king gives you a smile, the countenance of the face of the king is life. Thus, when the king gives you a nice good morning, that is the equivalent to life. Or itzoinoi, and with his goodwill, ki'ov, his goodwill is equivalent to a ki'ov, a cloud that brings malkosh, the rain. Malkosh, there's yore u'malkosh, the early rain and the late rain. The malkosh is the late rain which precedes the growth, which precedes the growth of the crop. When a king has goodwill, the goodwill of a king is as valuable as the cloud that brings parnasa. Let's say, look at the mitzvah pasuk as vav. Be'or kishamelech meir panav lemi. When a king, his face lights up. He gives you a good morning. He gives you a smile. Umare panim tzohavos, and he shows you a shining face. V'sechakos, a happy face. Hilo lechayim. It is equivalent to a sign of life. Ki harbe toivo b'yadamelech, because when the king likes you, there's nothing that's unlimited. Nothing that the king cannot do. He can provide you with all of your heart's desires. Uritzono, uritzon hamelech hu ka'av. Maybe it's like a cloud. Maybe malkosh, which brings malkosh. What is malkosh? So the mitzvah tells us who it is. Hamotar hamuuchar. It is the later rain. Hayored al hakashin v'alhamlilos, which comes down on the straw and upon the melilos, upon the growth, the growth that is just coming out of the ground, the soft ears of grain, melilos lashon of mal. Mal is soft. The soft ears of grain that are coming out of the earth, it requires now a rain in order for it to produce. Rashi pasuk tezvav be'orpne melech chayim mishak Hakadosh Baruch Hu masbir loy ponim. The person, the individual to whom Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he shows his countenance, is chayim hulo. This is life to that individual. Lekach lo, lekach tzarich adam. Therefore, a person should be aware of that. That all you need of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is to smile at you, and the way that is done is therefore lekach tzarich adam liyasher darkoy lefanov. A person has to straighten his way before him. For some reason, I always hear people they talk about. They tell you they had a dream. It's very, very common. They think, what do they see in the dream? They saw one of their relatives smiling at them. Smiling. And that gives them so much satisfaction. I had a dream. My grandfather came to me. I was in a dream. What happened in the dream? Nothing. I just saw him and he was smiling at me. And the person, the whole next day, the person is on such a high. Why? It's all the same idea. Just, you don't need a gift. You don't need to give a person money. You don't need to give him anything. All you need to go do to a person is just to smile. It's this week's parasha. This week's parasha. Chachlili einayim miyoyin. Chachlili einayim miyoyin. Leben shinayim meichalav. Which shevet is that?
Yehuda.
So what does it mean? Leben shinayim meichalav. It's better to give a person, show him the white. I think Rashi says the whiteness of your teeth is more valuable than giving him a drink of milk. Why? What does it mean? The whiteness of your teeth. Well, leben shinayim, a smile. When you give a person a smile, that is worth everything. In the Brach of Yehuda, there is no Zion. All the letters of the Aleph Beis appear, I think, in the Brach of Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken. I can go review this Medrash, except for the letter Zion. What is the letter Zion? Zion is a weapon. A Zion is a weapon. What is the ultimate weapon of Yehuda? A smile. When you come, you meet with, you negotiate with your enemies, and you smile. They melt. Exactly, it's exactly. Yehuda is the melech. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Taka fits in very well into Yehuda. Yehuda, maybe we should get a chumash. We'll look at it later on. But this Taka, what it says by Yehuda, Yehuda had this koyach. He had the koyach of no Zion. The letter Zion is mysteriously absent from all the letters of the brachas are there. The Zion is absent because he doesn't need a weapon. Just a smile is enough to disarm your greatest enemy. The Be'or Pnei Melech Chayim Uritzano, his goodwill is called Malkosh. Rashi learns in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but obviously refers to, it also can be Darsh in reference to Yehuda, the king of the Shvatim. Next Rashi, Uritzano called Malkosh, the goodwill of the king is equivalent to a cloud that brings rain. Nishahu Merutzelo, a person who has found favor with the king, Ritzoinoi Toivloi, the king will do good for him, will show him favor, Ke'ov Hamevia Samotar, like a cloud which brings matar. Which a cloud at this point, it's just nothing. Right now the cloud has not yet done anything. It's just, it's a good omen. It's the best is yet to come. The cloud is here, the will is here, and it will ultimately bring an incredible bracha. Okay, Pasik Netes Zayin. Kino Chochma Matov. Acquire Chochma. Matov Me Chorutz. There's nothing better than Chorutz is gold. Ukino Spina Matov Kama Me Chorutz. It's even greater than gold. Chorutz is pure gold. Ukino Spina, the acquisition of understanding, Nivchar, is more precious than Mikasef, than silver. We have two different types of material. We have gold and silver. We are associating this. The Gemara that does this associates Chochmah with gold and associates Bina with silver. Now, each one of these two commodities has a Maila and a Chasara. The Maila of gold is, it's much more valuable. But gold is considered harsh. It's considered to be a harsh metal. I don't know why, but in the world, certainly in the world of Kabbalah, gold is always midas hadin. Zav is a, I don't know, physically it's gold very hard. Gold is very soft. It's extremely soft. So what's then the why do we associate, what's the, any lumpness of why gold is associated with harshness? Maybe the color is certain types of gold have a reddish hue. So the redness maybe means it evokes certain fear. It's extremely valuable, but it's stand back.
Maybe it's based on the rarity of it.
The rarity?
It's hard to come by.
It's hard to come by, but also it brings out an emotion. When you see gold, it brings out an emotion of stand back. Well, in Kategan, that's a different reason, since we use gold for the eagle, so we can't. Yeah, it's din. Stand back. All right.
Gold is not over Lasoichim. Silver is.
Hakesef Koines Azov, Perik and Babav Mitzia. It's hard Perik. It's a murder Perik, that Perik.
Silver is more true.
It's commodity, right, because it's more common. Kisufim is kisuf. Kesef means yearning. Kesef is associated with midas harachamim. It's something which is appealing to man. So we have two different types of metal. On the one hand, kesef is gold. Chorutz is extremely valuable. There's nothing more valuable. Yet, stand back. It's not for the. It's not endearing. Not for the average man. Silver is not as valuable, but silver appeals to everyone. In other words, what the Medrash is telling us, you don't have here a perfect world. Everything in this world is a trade-off. You want to have the value of gold? Okay, very good, but stand back. You have the value, but you're not going to have the milus. Now this happens. What happened over here? I have to just turn it off for a second. When it ran out, the batteries? Okay. Silver, gold has the Maila being very valuable, but on the other hand, it has the Chasarim that you have to stand back. It's not for the average man. Silver has the advantage that it is endearing. It's for the common man, but it's not as valuable. Here in this pasuk, we are equating Chochmah with Chorutz, Chochmah, and Bina with Kasa. This is very good because the entire Sefer Mishlei is all about Chochmah and Bina, and it gives us some insight. So Bina is always associated with Mevin Dovar Mitoch Dovar. Kesef, as you mentioned, is Oiver LaSeicher. What does the money changer do? He's always interchanging coins. Coins are not generally from gold. Coins are different commodities, different countries, different countries, different kings, but it's all silver. So Bina, Mevin Dovar Mitoch Dovar, there's a Rashi which tells us that you compare one type of coin to another type of coin, it represents the type of Chochmah where you compare one to the other. Chochmah represents, there are different interpretations of Chochmah, represents the complete body of knowledge, which includes everything. That is extremely valuable, but it's not for the common man. It's not something which every person has access to. Okay, so two different, let's see over here, the Mitzvah will tell you, we'll read the Medrash in a moment. What? Sometimes. Dea bina chachma bina vadas. Chachma chabad. Chabad is chachma bina vadas. So first comes chachma, then comes bina, then comes das. But the truth is, it's not so simple. Some say that we break, first chachma is the body of knowledge. And then we break it down into different components. There are different interpretations. Enochanami. Or you could say chachma is the basic building block, and then you go further.
Explains that bina is transferable.
Bina represents chachma in motion. It's chachma in motion. Chachma is, it's in a box, it's in the museum. You go to a museum, they'll show you the manuscripts, there it is. What? Applied chachma. Bina is applied chachma. Applied chachma is the economy, commerce. Kesef. Gold, the kesef, is just representing the value, the gold, that's stored away in the vault. Okay, we don't live in a sun anymore. Anyway, but like in ancient times, the gold was not in the street. But how many, what is kesef, what? Well, it doesn't work like that anymore today, right? Whatever, they're trying to go back. But what is the kesef? Kesef is how many, there are 25 silver coins that make up one gold coin. Where is that? So where's the one gold coin? The gold, one gold coin is in four knots. It's put away. And the silver, which is in practice, which is in currency, which is being used among people, is circulation. This is the silver. So that's bina. Bina is applied knowledge, knowledge moving back and forth, mevin dav mitoch tovar. The chokhma, which is even more valuable, that's stationary, that is locked away in storage in one location. Let's see the Mitzvah's Pasuk Tezayin. Tezayin Amata, there's nothing that's greater. Mama oid hu tov yoser mecharutz v'hu min zav tov. What is greater than charutz? There's nothing that's greater than charutz.
Oid might be in the sense of chol
ma'odecha. All of your wealth.
Yeah.
But yet the pasuk says kino chachma. Yet the pasuk says you shall still acquire chachma. It's you have to interpret the pasuk backwards. In other words, we have at the end of the pasuk the word nifchar. Nifchar is said at the end of the pasuk, but the word nifchar has to be added into the beginning of the pasuk as well. It's a very complex pasuk. We are repeating the word nifchar twice. Kino chachma, acquire chachma, nifchar. Don't try this at home, Rabbi Stein. Nifchar. We have to go and take the word nifchar and put the word nifchar in the beginning of the pasuk. Kano chachma, acquire chachma, nifchar. It's even more precious than matoy mecharutz, than something that is than basically greater than gold. It's even more precious than something which is the most precious. The most precious commodity in this world is gold. Yet bina, the chachma is more precious. And then the kano vina, it's nifchar mikasef. Okay, end of the Rashi. What good in a chanami? They're totally zeh b'zeh. Just poetic repetition. You have to have both. I would say chonenu mitcha dea bin vaskilo on nusach svardes chachma bina vo doas chabad kunos bina kinyan habina. Okay, let's see the Rashi pasuk test zayin. There is no Rashi now. The Medrash says on this pasuk. I only have it in this one. They don't have it in the other one. Where is it over here? Page is turning. Kine chachma matay becharutz ukino spina manifcha mikesef. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Talmud kaidim l'mishna. Rabbi Yochanan, this is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Masechta Horios. We have it somewhere else. I have it. Yerushalmi Masechta Horios. Talmud kaidim l'mishna. My timea. Kine chachma matay becharutz ukino spina nifcha mikesef. Now here on the note it explains. There's more to this Gemara. There are two. There's Talmud and Mishnah.
Obviously, saying that the Talmud
is compared to
Bina. It's more developed.
No, but he's not saying just the opposite. He's saying over here there are two different opinions. HaMishnah hi Hasholev Harishon B'Chochma. The Talmud hu Hasholev Hashenu Hilv Bina. Udash B'Shmu B'Nachman K'mo Shatanayim. Okay. All right, I'm not really sure. I underline all these things here, but I don't even remember what I wrote you underlined here. I prepared this 2 days ago, so I think I already forgot what I prepared. Okay, but there are two different let's look at that. There's Chachma, there's Bina, some according to Yerushalmi refers to Mishnah and Talmud, there are different forms of Chachma. Okay, you will assume that Bina is Talmud, because Talmud is being made in Davar Mitoch Davar. You compare one Mishnah to another Mishnah. Chachma is Mishnayis. Chachma is the basic building blocks of knowledge. After you have the basic building blocks of knowledge, you can then compare one area to another area in order to derive greater insight. Alright, let's leave with that. Let's go to Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mesilas Yesharim Sur Meira. The path of the Yesharim always brings them to turn away from evil. Shomer Nafshoi Noitzer Darko, he watches his way. Mitzudas Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mesilas Derech HaYesharim Hulo Sur Meira. It is the way of the Yesharim to turn away from evil. Ki Yisponu Bidrachim Shlo Yavali Dein Nidud Ovan. They guard, they understand their ways to do things and to make sure they don't come to any small, teeny mashuhu of sin. The haroitza lishmar nafshay, a person who wants to guard his neshama, yishmar darkoy, shall watch what he does, shall guard his way in life. Lebi lechas kefi hazdami, not just to go anywhere, by chance, let your feet take you where you want to go. Think before you go, before you do something, and then the person will guard his neshama. By guarding his way in life, he will memela guard his neshama. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Yudches.
At least acknowledge the famous phrase here. Mesilas Yesharim.
Alright, okay. Mesilas Yesharim. Okay, in Echanami. By Rav... What was Rav Chaim Litzata, Ramchal. Rav Gross said there wasn't one missing word in the Mesilas Yesharim. One extra word. Okay, Ramchal is one of the most fascinating people. Whoever will be right. Mesilas, it's a very good point. Mesilas Yesharim. You know that Ramchal, he wrote his own Tehillim? He wrote his own Tehillim. 150 Perakim. We have parts of it. And he mimicked, he copied the Shlom HaMelech. David HaMelech, and he also wrote his own. Okay, well, maybe one day we'll come back and talk about the Ramchal. Mesilas Yesharim Sur Meira Shomer Nafshei Noitzer Darkai. Pasuk Yudches Lifnei Shever Goon B'Lifnei Chisholon Gova Ruach. Now this is a scary pasuk. The pasuk says that before the end, it's always good before the very end. Well, before the fall. Yeah, what's the expression?
Pride goeth before a fall.
Pride, there's other expressions for this as well. Yeah, okay. Before destruction comes arrogance. Or goon means greatness. V'lifnei kish shalom, this repetition, before stumbling, gova ruach, comes arrogance. Let's see what this means in the Mitzvah. Pasuk Yudches Lifnei Shever, Terem Yovei Shever, Al Rasha. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings destruction to the Rasha, Bolo Metchilo Goon Umemshal, Rav. Hashem grants him power, dominion. Ki b'zeh yichbol atzar, according to the Mitzvah, because that will cause him to suffer. When he will look back and he will see how far he has fallen, how far he has gone from this enormous height to this low depth, that will increase for him the tzar. Goy v'aruach, al roiv ha-toy v'ha-bolo, is arrogance. When the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him up, he comes extremely arrogant. Al roiv ha-toy v'ha-bolo, terem ha-kishalom, before the stumbling, v'chofel ha-dover, we have not had that expression in Tzitzis in a long time, and he repeats the second part of the pasuk. It's just a repetition of the first one. Before he stumbles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his heart up to a very exalted level. He is very proud of his accomplishments. Now you all know what this, the famous Chazal, what this refers to. It refers to Haman Harasha. The Gemara Masech Megillah says, Tanur Rabbanan, Moro also Esther Shezimna Es Haman. What did Esther see when she invited Haman? What, and it was Esther. It's a very strange thing, because you would think the pasuk applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is raising. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he raises up evil people before he brings them down in order to cause them to suffer even more. But yet the Gemara is telling us a fascinating insight into this pasuk, that a human being also should make use of this idea. Esther Hamalka, according to the Gemara, that was part of the plan. Esther Hamalka wanted to destroy Haman. She wanted to obliterate him. And if she would just go to Achashverosh and tell Achashverosh, you have in your palace, you have in your government an evil man whose name is Haman, that would not have caused him to suffer to a complete defeat. It was part of Esther's chokhmah to first build up Haman, to raise him to a very exalted status by making him a partner with the king, to coming to this exclusive party, so he should be viewed in society as being equal to Ahasuerus. And then Esther will then say, Ahasuerus, you have in your cabinet a Rasha, then Ahasuerus have no choice to obliterate him, to completely remove him, to kill him, because if Haman would not have been elevated to this exalted status, he would have been somewhere in the middle of this government, and then Esther would say that you have an evil person, so Ahasuerus would just push him down, would just lower his status, give him a desk job, but he would still be in the palace, in the position in government, where he can still fight another day. And therefore, according to the Gemara, I think the deeper meaning of the Gemara is not just Stam. We look at this passage and we think, okay, we were more associated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow an enemy, someone to shepherd with Klal Yisrael unless they're respected as a world nation. And the Nazis became the world power only, according to Chazal tell us, only because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be through them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to be a Tzara, Hashem does not allow a nation, that's a nothing nation, to bring harm on Klal Yisrael. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow a nation to harm Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise that nation to an exalted status in honor of Klal Yisrael. Sounds very bizarre.
No, it's also the other thing. Today, that if somebody wants to get a big reputation,
to make, so they start up with Klal Yisrael. They take on Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised them, so it's an honor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want a third world nation to cause harm to his people. Therefore, they'll always be raised before. That's the similar way that we understand this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots. But according to the Gemara is telling us that it's a technique that a human being has at his disposal, it's part of his toolkit, to employ when he wants to destroy his own enemies. And Esther was very wise. Esther, that was part of her plan to elevate Haman before HaKadosh Baruch Hu would humble Haman by destroying him.
We have the reverse in the Haggadah.
Yeah.
Aschilim b'gnai m'saimim b'shvach.
Yeah. So yeah.
Right. It refers to Klal Yisrael.
We first describe our.
We start low and we end high. That's.
That's for us that we rose reverse. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Yotes Toiv Shefal Ruach Es Anovim. Good. Maybe you have some. Maybe you have some way to fix what?
Is the wire?
No, the wire seems okay. Maybe if you turn it, I always find that if you turn it the opposite way. Toiv shefal ruach es anovim mechalek shalom leskeim. Better be a shval ruach with humble people. Better associate with humble people than divide spoils with the arrogant. Pasuk Yotes Mitzvus Tov Yoset Tov Liyos Shval Ruach. It's much better to be a shval ruach, a humble person, leschaber im haanovim. Af im ma'at yarviach. Now he's adding in some silent words. Many of these psukim, we have to, in order to make sense out of them, we have to look at the entire pasuk and assume that there are missing words. So since the end of the pasuk says, mechalek shalol eskem, to divide spoils, which means wealth, enormous wealth, we have to assume that in the beginning of the pasuk, even though it's not stated, it means you're going to divide, you're going to be given a piece of bread or a few crumbs. So it's better to be a shval ruach, to be associated with humble people, af im ma'at yarviach, if even though you'll only receive a very small amount of profit, imohem, milios, rather than mechalek shalol, rav, to divide great spoils, me'asher yarviach im hageim, if you will be associated, the profit will come from arrogant people. What's the problem? Ki pen yilmad bimasem, you will come to learn from their evil ways. Rashi says, tev shval ruach, tev leschaber im anovim, v'liyos itam, be with them, shval ruach, and be with them, and we learn humility from them. Mias mechalek shalal eskim, rather than divide spoils with the wealthy. Okay, the medrash here talks about a mashal of not just who you associate with, but it really expands the scope of this pasuk, referring to your entire life. Better in this world, live in poverty. That's what it says here in this medrash. To live in poverty, medrash tehillim, to live in poverty in this world, and but yet be associated with tzaddikim, rather than receive all of your reward in this world with the wicked people, and then end up going to Gehenna in the next world. The whole word medrash here is Amar Shlomo Tovel Shval Ruach Hasan Novim Mechalek Shol Es Geim Ashrei Adam Shenoytel Bechelko Shel Hanan Novim. Fortune is the person that takes his portion with the humble people. They receive the reward in this world, and they depart. They will receive their reward. They are the chalek shalal. They are receiving their booty, their reward in this world, in order to be denied olam haba. Okay, pasuk chaf. Maskil al.
Same phrase.
Bo erev in the evening. Yichalek shalal. So that has a connotation when it's all over, not in this world. Pasik chaf maskil al davar yimsa tov, a person that is wise concerning a matter, yimsa tov, will find good, will find success. Ubotech b'Hashem ashraf, fortunate is that person. Chaf mitzudos maskil hamispoinen v'tsoife l'soif hadavar yimsa tov, a person plans ahead, will find good. Ki atzlich, you'll be successful. The im achar kol hasbeinus yiftach b'Hashem. Furthermore, if after all of his contemplation on what his plan is, he has faith in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ashrei lo, fortunate is him. So in other words, it's not just enough to have a good plan. You have to have also emuna. Yaakov Avinu, when he came in contact with Esav, not only did he plan, have a perfect battle plan, not only did he present Esav with gifts, he did something more important. The last thing is, Yaakov Avinu said, what now am I lacking? We have a battle plan, we have presented gifts, now we're missing, now we have to be mispalo. And Yaakov Avinu was mispalo before he came in contact with Esav. The same thing was done again. The second time Yaakov Avinu sent his children to Yosef, he told them, I'm going to send you, give you money, to give back money that was found in your sacks. I'm giving you new money to purchase new grain. I'm going to send along with you a gift to present to the viceroy. And now Yaakov then said, what's missing? It's missing is Vikel Yitin Lachem Rachamim. Yaakov Avinu says, we've done everything al derech hateva, now what's left for us to do is to be mispalo. And that's pretty much what it says over here in this pasuk. Okay, now there's another interesting medrash here. It says that Yaakov Avinu maslo davar yim satoiv b'dech v'ashem ashrav. There's another reference to Yaakov Avinu, in reference to that Yaakov Avinu, he wanted to go return to Eretz Yisrael. He spent 22 years in Anaram Naharayim by Lavan. He spent 22 years working by Lavan, and now it came time for him to want to go back. So the problem, why did he want to come back? Number one, to his family, but he also wanted to come back to Eretz Yisrael. According to the Medrash, the word Toiv here is a code for Eretz Yisrael. Yimse Toiv ze Eretz Yisrael. Shenikre is Toiv shnemar Eretz Toivo Urechava. Now Yaakov Avinu here is called the Maskil Al Davar. He is the wise man, because he was Ish Tam Yoyeshev Aholim. Yim Satov, he wanted to return to find Eretz Yisrael, and he had faith. He also had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he said he brought a carbon. The carbon was the Avelokei Avi Hoya Imadi. He made a tnai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shavti v'shalom al beitz avi v'cholash that I v'yidu Yaakov neder lemar im yeh lo kimi modi u shmarani baderech hazeh shanochi holech v'nasa lechem lechem lubosh. Multiple times Yaakov Inu expressed his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was successful. Why was he successful? Because indeed when he came back, what happened? Esav, that until this point in time was trying to kill him, now Esav fled. Esav said, you know what? Vayelech el Eretz mipnei Yaakov achiv. It says in the Pasuk that Esav, he left Eretz because Yaakov, his brother, was coming upon that territory. So therefore Yaakov Avinu was the maskil. Maskil also means a person who is successful. He was successful in what he did. He wanted al davar. What was the davar? Yim satov. The matter was he wanted to return to Eretz Yisrael. He was botech b'Hashem. He had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was fortunate. Ashraf. He was fortunate in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to succeed in returning to Eretz Yisrael unharmed. And in fact, his enemies fled. Lavan went away. And the Esav also that he encountered also, he fled and allowed Yaakov to possess the land. Pasik lam chafalf lachacham lev yikra navon, to a wise heart is called navon. Umesik sifasayim, the sweetness of the lips, Yosef lekach, increases understanding, increases Torah. Pasik chafal lam vizudas David, lachacham lev lemisha lamad chachma mirabai, a student who has learned wisdom from his Rebbe, Sofa Yikore Navon will be called Navon. He will get the title Yikore Navon. Ki Yischacham, he will become wise, Lohavim Davar Mitach Davar. He will become wise to understand Davar Mitach Davar. Yeah?
Before, when we said that Dina was a Gemara,
yeah?
Shlomo's writing this before he's a Gemara.
No, that was the Gemara. No, there was always something called, there was always something, even in the time of Yaakov, called Mishnah and Gemara. It's just it was not formulated and written in the way we have it.
Lachacham
yikori lachacham lev yikori navon.
The explanation to the Mishnah was Gemara.
Whatever it was.
So we have to do the, okay, we didn't do the Rashi, Pasukhav, got to do the Rashi. Let's do the Rashi and Pasukhav. Maskil al Davar Yukare Yimun Satov. Hanoisin Lev Lispoinin al Dvarov, Lefales Estrach, a person that applies himself. Lefales Estrachov to weigh his ways, Yim Satov will always find good. Ubetech Bashem Ashraf Kishu Mefales Rachav Royba Mitzvah, Sheyeshba Sakana Ochi Saron Kis, when a person weighs his ways and he comes in contact with a mitzvah which is dangerous or is expensive, Ubotech Bakadosh Baruchu, the Oise Hatoiv, and he is Moiser Nefesh to do the mitzvah, or he pays for the mitzvah more than what he can afford, Ashraf, Hain, Ashurav Shalom, this is his happiness. Hein Ashurav Shalom, this is his happiness, that he is willing to have a emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh, or to pay more for a mitzvah than he can ordinarily afford. Okay, Pasuk Chafal v'Chacham Lev Yikari Navon Mesek Savasam Yosef Lekach. We did the mitzvot one more time. L'Chacham Lev L'mi Shalom L'Chacham V'Rabbi Sof Yikari Navon Ki Yitzchacham L'Havim Devim Tach Davar U'Mesek Hamamtik Amorim L'Zulos L'Man Yarev, a person that sweetens his words to someone else. L'Man Yarev Lo Lios Mekubal Alev, in order that the word should be accepted. A person chooses his words carefully. He speaks to his friend softly with sweet words, in order that his friend shall be listened, shall be received, receptive to what he has to say. Hine yoel gam liatzmo. Not only will he benefit that his friend will listen, it will be good for him. Ki beze yosef lulmod lohavin to tochiyos hadav, you understand the inner matter. You don't really understand something until you have to explain it to someone else. I know Dr. Aaron Price, Zechel of Racha, he was a professor, so he always told this to me. He says he teaches in Temple University. First taught at YU, he taught at Temple, he taught all different places. He says he only, when he wants to learn a new sugya, a new miktsoa in mathematics, so he invents a course, and that way, by teaching it to his students, he learns. It's a davar pashut. Mi tal midai yoser mikulam. Through teaching, a person really comes to understand, and that's exactly what that concept of mi tal midai yoser mikulam is over here, rooted in these very powerful words, umesek sifasayim, to the sweetness of lips. Yosef Lekach, the speaker, will increase understanding. By working through toiling in presenting a concept in the clearest words possible forces you to understand the matter to the greatest degree possible. The briska derech is always to take something and break it into its components. You have a concept, take the scientific approach, take the concept and break it down into as many parts as you possibly can, and then present all of the parts, the components, and then put it together. And by doing so, you yourself will have a great understanding of what makes up the matter of this, of a concept. When we tell midai, yoisa, become all that is rooted here in these very beautiful words. We'll stop over here.